This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Not that the last few nights have not been, but now you're really going to get your dose of common reality. Seriously. Common sense reality, right?
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Out of control reality. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly being part of the conversation. You know, it doesn't matter. I've got so many things I want to talk. You know, I've been gone for a couple of nights, and I want to thank some of you for worrying about my health. Thank God nothing you know. How come nobody asked about my mental health? I mean, maybe that was having a breakdown or something. They're not concerned. Okay, well, that's good. Even unlike Obama being concerned about Trump's mental health.
About that.
Yeah, go. So, always a pleasure. Now, I'm out doing, so I'm going to be in and out for a little bit, but I'm out doing what I tell you to do on a regular basis, which is get involved in your community, get involved in local politics. You know, I'm running for school board again, and, you know, you can't make changes unless you're out among the people. You can't make changes unless you have a seat at the table or help people get a seat at the table. Big difference. And you need, again, you need to be involved. You need to be engaged, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I was driving around today. And, you know, you what do they call that? You were channel servicing. Channel surfing. Servicing. And as I was, you know, running around, I heard a familiar voice. And it kind of led to a little bit of stomach disruption. Yeah, no kidding. And I thought this was gone. I thought this rash had gone away, never to be heard from again. You know what I'm saying?
Our alliances, cozying up to Russia. What happened to the Republican Party?
The 44th.
You know, I could have a and I will in the next hour. I'm going to have a field day with his speech and with some of the things that he said. But what a piece of work! First of all, I said to him, I know I'm going to get some people mad. But Obama crawling out from under his rock after all this time. I mean, here's the first part that was hilarious. He was actually at the University of Illinois getting an award in ethics in government. I'm telling you, think about this. This is exactly what I told you when I said the Mayans were right. In 2012, the world as we know it came to an end. It started spinning in reverse. I want you to think deeply about this. Mr. Obama got an award for ethics in government. If you want to keep your doctor, you can. No, that didn't quite work out. Money was given to Iran. Some are going to say it was theirs anyway, but it was against the law. It's against federal law to actually hand money, hand cash dollars, hand gold, hand any of that to a country that is on our enemies list, so to speak. It was illegal to do what he did with Iran. Illegal. And yet he gets in that. See, this is how it works for them. As long as you're 180 degrees from the law, as long as you're 180 degrees from anything that the law stands for, then you're a good, solid follower of Mr. Obama. This bothers me. Because I know a lot of good Democrats who are against this kind of thing. But they're not going to speak up. They won't speak up. I've talked to them about it. They don't need the aggravation. Right? I mean, I just threw up in my mouth again. It happened earlier today, too. I haven't had that forever. Right? He recalled that the U.S. economy was losing 800,000 jobs a month when he entered office. We worked hard to end that crisis, but also break some of these long-term trends, said Obama. He's planning a series of campaign trips ahead of the midterm elections. I mean, he went after Trump. I mean, what did he leave us with? Think about it. The economy was more than anemic. It was falling apart. He had no real victories to speak of. The Iranian agreement was garbage, was junk. Home ownership was at an all-time low. Poverty was at an all-time high. Record highs for the black and Hispanic community when it comes to unemployment. And this is their utopia. Seriously. Sounds like, it more sounds like a picture of Dante's Inferno. And he actually, see, this is truth, proof positive. Nancy Pelosi, she talked about their low IQ voters that were easy to persuade. Right? He said, by the time he left office, household income was near an all-time high, and the uninsured rate had hit an all-time low. Wages were rising, he said. Which is a lie. The left has been saying, right, that wages were stagnant. When Trump came in office, wages were stagnant. They didn't become stagnant when he came in office in January. They had been stagnant. This was the same guy. See, I'm going to run out of time. I get rolling, I run out of time. This is the same guy that blamed George W. Bush for all the negative stuff 6 years into his presidency. 6 years. And he took credit for all the good stuff even a month after he got in. And now that it's different, we'll talk more about this in the second hour. I'm sorry. Zandy Gibb coming on with me. Be on in a few minutes. Don't go far. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HB Extract. Extract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did- did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Yes, a little throwback 70s. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. If you head up to, what is it, the Facebook? That's what I used to call it, you know, the Facebook. If you, my grandmother used to call it the marijuana. I always thought that was funny. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Facebook, we've got a live feed there. It's a live feed on the website, therealside.com. Got lots of stuff happening, but I know tonight you tuned in for one person and one person only. It's Xander Gibb, who joins me every week to help me kick things off. Xander, thanks for being with me.
It is a pleasure. I'm tweeting. I'm here from Twitter jail tonight.
Yeah, here.
So if someone could smuggle me in, you know, a pizza with a file in it or something like that, that would be great.
Yeah, but not an English pizza, because I hear it's nothing more than
definitely
cardboard and ketchup,
not.
Right?
Yeah.
Little shaped wax on the top.
Yeah.
There we go. We just alienated the whole our whole British audience. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but they have good teeth. Oh, whoops, no.
Wait. You know, you're looking to get me killed, aren't you? On both
well,
coasts.
Yeah, but I'll,
right,
I'll
all around the world.
Tammy after the show.
God. So, I don't know if you caught bits and pieces of, we'll talk about your Twitter jail in a second. But
sure.
Did you catch bits and pieces of Mr. You know, I got this thing today. I heard this voice as I was driving down the road. My stomach started to turn, and I couldn't figure out why. And then I turned up the radio a bit. I went, oh, that's it. I forgot about that. But apparently, all the economy upturn, the job situation, all of that is Obama's doing.
Yeah.
Did you catch that?
From his Farmville account, though, you do realize that, because it's not about real life. Because let's face it, for 8 years, he blamed the previous incumbent.
Right.
And he could only do that for the first 4 years. So for the second part of his administration, you know, he was the previous incumbent, so who's he going to blame? You know, Michelle? It's laughable that after how badly he did his job, but now, you know, even some conservatives are pontificating towards him, and it's scary. I mean, I will give credit to anybody, regardless of their political leanings, but what good is there to say about Barack Obama's, you know, 8 years of misadministration?
Well, you look at, they do twist this in such a fashion that it almost sounds believable, you know. But I got to tell you, the thing that really, you ready for this? You don't take the liquid out of your mouth, because I don't want you to mess up the floor. All right? he was in Illinois today, and he was giving a speech at the University of Illinois. And the reason he was even there to begin with was he was receiving an award for ethics in government.
Yeah, when I heard you say that in the first segment, I was like, again, when did he show any ethics in government? I mean, are they just giving out these awards posthumously now, you know, just to make people feel better about themselves? They're bad. You know, let's give you this award so you feel like you did some good while you were in office, because the facts speak for themselves about the whole 8 year period, you know, our economic downturn and the ideology that you know, he's created all these jobs that the Donald has created is absolutely laughable.
Yeah, he tried to take credit. This is what I think is really funny. He tried to take credit for the upturn in the economy after Trump was elected, like immediately. The economy started to upturn before I left office. Well, of course, because everybody was excited. Businesses knew things were going to change and get better. People, consumer confidence went up. And that had nothing to do. Matter of fact, here's the thing. If I can use President Oblamo's modus operandi, right? If I can use that, I want you to think about this. To your point, when he first got into office, Mr. Obama, right, unemployment was still on the rise. Unemployment was out of control. That was all Bush's fault, okay? When he felt or perceived that he started to stabilize the economy, that was all because of him. It was all because of President. So all the good stuff he took credit for, all the nasty stuff was still Bush's fault. And, you know, I've looked at the numbers. Well into 6 years of his presidency, Obama was still blaming Bush because Obama had inherited the worst economy since the Great Depression, which wasn't true, because if you look at the numbers, President Reagan actually had inherited one of the worst economies since the Depression. And he turned that around in a faster period of time.
Absolutely. And correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't, you know, even before Donald Trump took office, wasn't he, securing deals for the United States with big companies, with contracts, et cetera, before he'd even signed, you know, on the dotted line to say, you know, I'm the president of the United States. So I mean, I'm not being mean when I say this, but I am unsure. even minusculely what Barack Obama can take credit for with regards to all of this. The thing is that what I'm finding more and more, especially on social media, is that the Democrats can take anything and spin it into this, lovely soap opera kind of, everything was hunky-dory, everything was wonderful. Whatever it might be, the cat gets killed and they can turn it into, this reincarnation story and, Barack Obama just looked in the cat's direction and the cat was alive again and the healthiest it was ever been. I mean, it sounds like I'm exaggerating, but seriously, if you've seen what it's like on social media, you would have to agree that this is the case. I mean, where were they living for that 8-year period? It certainly wasn't in the United States.
No. No, you're right. And again, we suffered through 8 years of this. Somebody made a comment to me today that was so true. How many help wanted signs did you see up during the Obama administration? How many times did you walk down the street in a busy area in your town or city or what have you, and you saw several help wanted signs up in the windows? Almost never. I don't think I did, but I'm not going to swear to it because, maybe I forgot. But go ahead.
No, go. I was just going to say, I think that people had to, people had to diversify so much. I mean, I'm glad I've always been self-employed because, if I'd been looking for a job during that period, hey, I wasn't going to find one, even as someone with qualifications. But they even question Donald Trump's job numbers now. And they're saying, the ridiculous state of affairs is they're saying that, oh, it's because people have got more than one job. But we can talk about this more on the other side.
I'm telling you, what do you need me for? I'm Joe Mastrangelo, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute more with Xander Gibb right after this. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I'm sorry I watch it, but I fell asleep.
President Trump at a rally in North Dakota, mocking President Obama's remarks in Illinois, saying,
I found he's very good. Very good for sleeping. I think he was trying to take some credit. He was trying to take credit for this incredible thing that's happening to our country.
Meanwhile, at the University of Illinois, former President Obama saying,
in 2 months, we had the chance, not the certainty, but the chance, to restore some semblance of sanity to our politics.
And actor Vince Vaughn, charged with DUI, driving under the influence. He was arrested back in June in Manhattan Beach, California. Vaughn also charged with 3 misdemeanors. He faces up to a year in jail if convicted. His next court date, Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
What are you, nuts? Why would anybody want to be elected after watching what's going down? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just bring them on. Stop wasting time. Head up to my website, TheRealSide.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do up there. Xander Gibb joins us as he does every week. We deal with the issues of the day, some of the most crazy things going on in the news. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe. It's always a pleasure, and mostly yours.
Yeah, I knew it. You know, that joke's older than you. Well, definitely older than you are. Might even be
careful,
older than me.
Careful, buddy. I don't know. I'm 35 and have been for the last 30 years.
Yes, 35 and falling. Yeah. Yes.
34, F-A-U-S.
Well, no. No, I'm not doing that. You can do it all you want. Anyway, hey. Before we went to break, you started to roll into the real unemployment, that stuff, and talking about how fake it was. And you're right, because a lot of people had 2 jobs, but that wasn't a part of it. One of the things back then that I was reporting on was, if you had watched the numbers at the time, you would see that the unemployment rate was dropping, and they were touting that as people going back to work. But you and I both know, because at the time we spoke about it, people were getting 2 jobs, so there were others that weren't working. And that's how they based it on. They based it on, you know, the jobs report. Who was it? Who's that company that does the employment? God, I can't think of their name. But anyway.
McDonald's?
No, it was a company that does the payroll. Yeah, McDonald's. It was a company that does payroll, and I can't remember who they were, but the bottom line was they would report that there were more checks going out, so obviously there were more jobs. That's where they're going with it. But when you started looking at the disability rates were climbing at the same level that the unemployment rate was dropping. And when you did some investigation, you found out that people realized that they were running out of unemployment, and they were finding doctors that would sign them out on disability.
Right.
Now, these guys
and they
are
don't
good,
publish
right?
that list, do they? They don't publish the list of
no.
who they put onto disability.
Oh, no.
They just say, this is falling. Well, one of the trends of late for the left to suggest is that the number of people unemployed declining is farcical because people have 2 jobs. But, you know, the whole point of the unemployment list is it's per person, not the number of jobs you do. So if you come off unemployment, no matter if you've got 27 jobs, the list is still, the number, the unemployed number is still falling.
I agree. No, I agree with you. I mean, there are so many things that they've tried to push down our throats and get us to believe. But it's part of that whole thing where if you say it enough, if you beat it enough, you put. I watched some of my friends, from my Democrat friends, almost repeat verbatim what's going on in the talking points, if you would.
Right.
And speaking of talking points, Brett Kavanaugh. I mean,
can you
believe the three-ring circus that's happening there during the hearings?
I want to say I can, but unfortunately I can. And from what I've watched, you know, as I was saying to you in the break, you know, if we'd have got, you know, if the right had said we want Jesus Christ to come and be, you know, on the Supreme Court, they would have found reasons why Jesus was unsuitable. You know, the guy walks on water. He's, you know, he's unsuitable. And I think it's concerning because, you know, this, I mean, I've not done in-depth research on this guy, but, you know, he seems like a nice guy. He seems to have a good record, and he's respected on the left and the right, which is unusual for a judge, so I'm told. But they've still just given him this unnecessary grilling that's really conservative. And then all this about people that were sitting in there and supposedly doing white power symbols. You know, so how come when Beyonce does it at a concert with someone she doesn't like, it's meant to signify she thinks someone is an a-hole. But that's okay to say that, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But when a white person does it, it's white power. So let's have some consensus on, you know, what means what for whom.
Well, isn't it rich that when almost 60% of those guys in Congress have claimed bankruptcy, personal bankruptcy, okay, that they're calling out Kavanaugh for running up, oh my God, running his credit cards up over baseball tickets and baseball games and that kind of thing. Now, he paid them off, or he's paid them, or is paying them, whatever it is, right? He's not a rich elitist from D.C., even though he's lived there almost all his life. And so what is the issue with that? What is there trying to make something out of nothing?
But let me blow your mind further, Joe. Why do we need to know that? You know, it's like two scoops of ice cream.
Right.
Who cares about these things? You know, I have a meme that I often share, and it just says, who cares? I don't care that he, you know, most of us have had times in our life when we've had to rely on our credit card for whatever reason. You know, my five kids cost me so much money, so I've got to use my credit card occasionally. Ha ha. But why does that make you a bad person if you pay it back?
Yeah. You know, you put him up against Sotomayor, and look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg, right? I mean, here's a woman that was a legal counsel for the ACLU. Okay? I don't know if she was the head of their counsel, but she was a legal counsel for the ACLU. I mean, the conservatives could have had a field day with this. Right? I mean, if you take into consideration the fact that the ACLU is the mortal enemy of most Christians, most conservatives, then if the conservatives did what the liberals are doing here, they would have ran her through the ringer. They would have beat the crud out of her. And as I recall, when I went back and looked, they didn't.
I mean, let's face it. You know, they need to have some kind of effectiveness test with those that are involved in SCOTUS right now. I mean, they'll be wheeling in Ruth Bader Ginsburg when she's dead. I mean, she falls asleep at every meeting. And I'm not being ageist. You know, I'm very respectful of people, you know, of older people. You know, I respect you, Joe. But when she can't even stay, you missed that one, didn't you?
Which one would you?
If she can't stay awake for the whole of the meeting, then maybe she needs to step down and let us put in another conservative.
Did you hear that she said as long as she's in health, she's staying on the court until Trump is gone? And there was all these tweets where people were coming at her saying, I'll donate a kidney, I'll donate a this, I'll donate a lung, whatever it takes to keep you alive. No, seriously, it was hilarious.
They can't keep her awake, never mind keep her alive. I mean, give girl some Pro Plus or something. I mean,
well, Geritol. Would they do away Geritol? Yeah. I mean, maybe that's what she needs.
Metamucil.
No, that's different. That's got a whole different effect. Stop. Just stop. See, you made me forget. See, I went to Mush Mind. Haha, get it? Twitter. We were talking about Twitter. Twitter went crazy for Ginsburg. You again, my friend. You got somebody there who can't stand you, apparently.
Yeah. Clearly.
You've been thrown out, what, really 7 days?
Yeah, I've bound to 7 days this time, but I had I've had this running feud with Billy Baldwin. Because when he calls out the president, I call him out. And it actually got so bad this week that he was homophobic towards me, and I reported it. And I don't want to go into exactly what he said, because it wasn't very tasteful. I don't think the listeners need to know.
I don't need to know, because I'll have to save space.
I don't even kind of want to know. But even when I reported that, they did nothing. So it's okay to be homophobic towards someone who's conservative. But let's face it, if that had been a conservative doing that to an openly gay Democrat political commentator, they would have kicked them off the side. And so the whole week it kind of escalated, because I won't back down. I'm not going to back down. If I'm not being rude or disrespectful, I should be able to, in the United States, share my opinion. But the reason I was banned for 7 days today is because I use voice activated software because I have arthritis in my hands. I'm not very good with the typing. And so I put in ho, 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 as in, you know, laughing. And it went in as H-O-E, H-O-E, H-O-E. So I'm banned again for a typo. And this is so ridiculous. But there is light at the end of the tunnel, Joe, because I'm in talks with a lawyer friend, and I'm going to take action against Twitter, because a California court ruled recently that they can't do this to people. I want my original account back. And if not, we're going to sue them.
Wow. Good for you. No, seriously. And I mean that sincerely. We'll go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb joins us on the other side of the break, I promise.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732. Free ride. There ain't no free rides. Can we get that? Can we get that down in writing? There's no free ride. It's really that simple. I'm Joe Vecini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I put that on because, here, if you're having trouble with your digestive system tonight, I thought I'd be a friend, an ally, a loved one. Let me help you with that for a second.
Every one of us, as citizens of the United States, need to determine just who it is that we are.
Yeah, we did that when we voted your team out.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, really. We did that when we voted your team out. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week to try to get through some of this tomfoolery. And my God, when I heard his voice, I kind of shuddered. I got a little chill up my spine, but it wasn't a good one. And I mean, just we're gonna talk about this on the other side. in the next hour. But, man, this is making me nuts. It's making me nuts that he comes out and he's twisting the young minds of these people by actually claiming that the unemployment rate, the economy, and other things are all because of what he did. Is he Jesus, too, or something?
I'm sorry, I had to stop myself then because I have to.
Yes, please, because I can only imagine.
Possible, yeah. On your show. No, he's not Jesus 2. He's not Jesus 3. He's nothing.
Okay.
He's gone. He's gone. Yeah, just go, you know, like Bush, go off and paint, go off and play golf, go off and make your wife look more feminine. Whatever you got to do, just keep out of our faces, you know?
You know,
I think that we had enough of him for 8 years. We don't want to know. And even the Democrats that do it, because they have some twisted sense of loyalty. I mean, you know, he's elevated up there with, you know, Billy Bob, with, you know, Bill Clinton. And I never get this, you know. I mean, I don't idolize men. I only idolize God. And if you're idolizing Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, what does that say about where your priorities are?
No, I agree. You know, it's really funny. I heard some people on his side of the world talking about how the certain states he's not going to go to, the certain places he's not going to go to stump because he didn't do well there and Hillary didn't do well there. And I'm thinking to myself, no, it's because they don't like you guys anymore. That's why you're not going there. Think about that. You won't even go to the areas that you didn't do well in to fight because you got no spine. You know, again...
Yeah.
Here you have people that are putting more food on the table. Their kids are working. Daddy's bringing home more money. Maybe he's got a little bump. If he didn't get a bump and a raise, then he's getting a bump from his taxes. How are you going to fight that?
Exactly. And help me understand this, Joe. How is it? I was going to say John Travolta then. I don't know where that came from. How is it Donald? I don't know. How is it Donald Trump's fault that people can't earn more than minimum wage? How is it his responsibility to ensure that they can get the qualifications and experience necessary to earn more than minimum wage? I've killed myself, Joe, all my life to be able to better myself. I've had nobody paying for my qualifications. I've had no help from the state ever. And then people have the audacity to say it's Donald Trump's fault that I'm on minimum wage. So go better yourself like the rest of us have had to do.
Oh, that's because you're old school, Xander. I actually had one of the young millennials tell me that the reason that they couldn't get jobs, the reason they were having trouble raising the minimum wage or what have you, is because old folks won't die. Think about that. He actually said that to me. And he's looking at me going, look, we can't get a job at Walmart because you guys take them all when you retire. We can't get a job here because you guys have those jobs.
It's like, how well, you know what? Right off you all.
You know, I didn't start off as a West Coast regional manager for Johnson Controls. No, I started off in the back room ripping cards out of computers and making sure they went in the right bin to be salvaged and or thrown away. That's how I started.
Right.
And I worked nights, and when I had kids, I worked two jobs, and I took any job I needed to take to feed people. I mean, they're not willing to do that. I want that job, and there's too many white people, old white people in the way, so what am I going to do now? Just live at home till you die. Well, you're going to live at home till you die, probably.
Exactly. I didn't start off getting, invitations to come and comment on shows on the BBC, both radio and TV. I've had to work my apprenticeship in this field. And, I'm at the cream, I'm at the top, every Friday night on the real side. You don't get that just as a junior.
Well,
I mean, I'm half joking, but seriously, you do have to work your way up in any position, don't you?
Yes, you do. You do. I mean,
not that your show isn't the same joke.
Well,
I
figure
it is.
You're at the top of the fishbowl that's on the seventh floor of the building. I mean, I get it.
Exactly.
And it's not the corner office either.
You need to clean out that bowl, Tammy.
I know, it's a little green. Well, it's what you say. Seriously, when I go on other networks or other places, they check me out online. They make sure I'm not a nut job. They make sure I can handle it. And you go back and you listen. I'm sure you do the same thing, but you're a pro. You go back and listen to your first year or two, and you cringe. And you go, oh my God, why did anybody listen? And who would pick up that show?
Yeah.
Right?
If you, if you listen to episode one of Zandramonium, I mean, don't listen to it, but listen to it and have a laugh, because the thing is, if you listen to that show and then you listen to me now, I've evolved. I mean, but I was a Democrat back then, so you really evolved, haven't you?
I mean,
yeah, exactly. Right? Well, the thing is that what I had to do is, because when you join the Democrats, they lobotomize you in their offices, and you have to formally request your brain back so you can go and become a conservative.
Yeah, good luck with that, right? Oh,
yeah.
God. And again, it just doesn't stop, and they keep up with it. They keep going for, like, even Trump today, and I mean, not Trump, oh my God, sweet Jesus, I'm sorry. But even Obama today, in his speech, he was demonizing Trump voters. And I'm thinking to myself, have you guys not learned your lesson? How many times can you keep demonizing half the country? I mean, think about something. 63 million people voted for Trump. 63 million Americans saw Trump as somebody who could save them, right? And here you have Mrs. Clinton, Mr. Obama, and a bunch of others at the top of the Democrat Party, including DNC, calling us deplorables, irredeemable, basically white trash.
Yeah, I'm glad we kind of took on that and kind of turned it around. But the thing is that if we did this kind of, you see, there's such a double standard on the left. And if we did this, with the Democrat dossers, you know, which is as bad, really. You know, Donald Trump would be bad and wrong and nasty Donald again. And I've kind of stopped listening. The thing is that if we poison our brains with this kind of stuff, I kind of think it grows. People always want me to defend Donald Trump. Oh,
no.
He did this 25 years ago. He said this about a disabled reporter. I can't even go there to try and educate them anymore, because it's a waste of our time, Joe.
Yeah. And they're not really interested in the truth. I watched some of you who know who he is, Louder with Crowder. He does this whole thing about change my mind. You know, I believe in only two genders. Change my mind. I believe in everybody should be able to own a gun. Change my mind. He does that kind of thing. And recently he sat down and he says, I don't believe Trump is a racist. Change my mind. And I watched I can't play it all, but I watched the people come up to the table and talk about it. And what was interesting on a college this was right out in front of the White House. People went by him swearing at him and calling him names. I'm sure they were not those deplorables of people on the right. I mean, how sweet of them.
Yeah.
But most of what he, you know, nobody could point to anything. Not one person could point to any single incident where it showed that Trump was a racist. Everything was about what he was going to do and what he said. Amazing.
Well, did you see Cher said this week if Brett Kavanaugh made a SCOTUS that, you know, the sky was going to fall in and, you know, gays wouldn't be safe and blacks would have to stay in their houses, you know, all of this fear-mongering. And it actually highlights how willing these stupid people are to try and fear-monger. I mean, they said the thing, you know, what? Oh, if you vote for Donald Trump, all the women in America will be getting raped within the first year. How's that working out for you? You know?
Well, yeah, I always come back to this, and you'll appreciate this. What happened to love Trump's hate? What happened?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, look at what they're saying. Look at what they're doing. Take the words for their value. Love Trump's hate. It is nowhere in that group. It is nowhere to be found. I mean, seriously. Hey, we're up against it. Where do people find you?
ZanderGift.com. And announcement this week of when the show is restarting, where you'll be able to see it, et cetera, et cetera. Who's coming on? Just check the website, ZanderGift.com, for details.
All right, well, we'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. I'm going to go through portions of Obama's speech because I can't handle the whole thing. Seriously, you're going to make me sick. And we'll deal with some of, I mean, really, seriously, I don't know how many hits off the crack pipe he took before he walked on the stage, but it was a lot. I'm Joe Vincenzo, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.